Gary is no stranger to the spotlight. In fact, at the age of 16, he's already a darling in the food world. At age 11, the young chef started hosting a lavish supper club in his house in California, drawing praise for his talent. He currently runs Eureka, a weekends-only restaurant in New York City, where up to 12 guests can spend $160 for a 14-course tasting menu. Liz Jacobs caught up with McGary, who returns to Time's Most Influential Teens list this year, to talk about his new dishes, his favorite fast food, and whether he calls himself a cook or a chef.
First, you're in L.A. now, but your semi-pop-up restaurant Eureka is still going in New York, right?
Yeah, I live in New York. I'm just visiting L.A. for 2 days, coming for an event and also visiting family.
How much longer will Eureka be open?
We think until around March, until next year.
What are some dishes you're serving that you're especially excited about?
The more or less signature things that have stayed on the menu a little bit longer. Everyone's written about the foie gras Ritz cracker sandwich, which everybody gets right when they sit down. Right now, we have desserts like these little tarts filled with caramelized creme fraiche that's warm and topped with a bunch of caviar.
What's your favorite guilty pleasure food?
I don't really know if it's a guilty pleasure, but I love Shake Shack. I don't know if it's the guiltiest, but I mean it's not healthy, per se.
What do you get there?
I get the Shack Burger. Right now they have this pumpkin spice thing, of course, which is delicious. And then the fries, depending on how hungry I am, with cheese.
What are your thoughts on the cook versus chef debate?
In general, you're just the chef of whatever you call yours. I'm the chef of Eureka. I create all the dishes. I cook all the food. I'm the chef of it. And then if I go into anyone else's kitchen or whatever, I immediately go back to being a cook.
Who has influenced you the most as a chef?
I think as far as not even so much food, but as far as things they've told me in career advice, I think Daniel Humms definitely inspired me, possibly the most, as a chef.
What advice has he given you?
Just a lot of ideas. The main thing was, the first time I was staging at 11 Madison Park, they would have me make a dish for everyone to try, and I made this dish. I can't even recall. It was something. I guess there wasn't enough acid or something. And he told me that every single dish I ever make has to have a perfect balance of salt, acid, sweetness, all that. That's what makes a dish delicious. And that's the main thing that stuck with me. Now every single time I make a dish, I sort of run through every single thing in my head to make sure, is everything in balance?
Who have you still not worked with that you'd like to learn from?
A lot of people. I think it would be really cool. I mean, he's not really anywhere right now, but cool to learn from Ferran Adrià, just because I don't really know much about his style, but I think it's definitely a cool thing to know about. And maybe some Japanese places, but I don't speak Japanese, so that would be a little difficult.
Do you speak Spanish?
I don't. I took French, and I can barely speak that.
Well, that's a useful one in your profession.
Yeah. When I go to Paris, it's nice. I can order food in restaurants. But Spanish would probably be a little more helpful, especially being from L.A. But I get by.
What restaurant do you wish you could have visited that's now closed?
I guess El Bulli. I never got to go, but someone came and ate the other day and was just showing us photos of it. And it looked insane. Just everything about the location, the food, the experience, just seemed like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
What advice would you give to young and aspiring cooks and chefs?
First and foremost, while it is important to cook your own stuff and kind of create dishes and be creative with it, you can't do any of it until you know all the basics. So learn all the basics on your own, or go work somewhere to learn all the basics. And then from there, start kind of doing your own thing. But never be like, all right, I'm done learning from other people. Never get to a place where you think you know everything, because you never will. Especially in cooking, there's always something else to learn.
Have people your age and younger reached out to you for advice?
Yeah. There's been a surprising amount of people my age or younger that have gotten into cooking and will send me an email about, like, they want to start a pop-up, which is great, but I mean, I would say you're putting yourself out there for everyone to judge and scrutinize and all that. You just need to be very confident that you know what you're doing before you do that, because once you start it, you can't really go back.
What's next for you after Eureka?
After Eureka, we're going to start the process of opening a real restaurant. It takes a decent amount of time, but that's within the next months to a year. We're going to start looking at spaces and getting investors locked down and all that kind of fun stuff.